This is an excerpt from a document that was written by Z. Charnot on November 30th, 1988. The document is titled To Echo No versus To Echo No. I title this excerpt My Stones on the Beach. Visiting beaches, often I have come upon rocks that were beautiful, tumbled in the shingle of the shore, rounded by the works of the waves and the sand. On some beaches, seldom visited, I have come upon many such rocks. At first my pockets were filled, then a sack. Little by little the bulges and the weight increased. My mobility diminished. The value of the rocks diminished. The place for them in my pockets and the sack was diminished. A place for them to be displayed was long exhausted. One day, I found a beautiful stone. I picked it up, I held it, I admired it, I enjoyed it. But then I laid it down again upon the beach. I said to myself, I will have it here. It will do. It was a beautiful deep green. It was very smooth and shining. Embedded in it was a patch of dark gray, like half a circle. There were two veins of pale yellow-brown beneath the flat side of the half circle. It was two-thirds the width of my palm and somewhat flat. Now you have the stone on the beach, too. You can speak about it. You can contemplate it. It is in your mind. This beach was on the eastern side of the northern tip of the Isle of Man, near to where Lady Ravendale lives. How is it that you have come to have this beautiful stone? Is it through my words alone? Perhaps my words only point. Is it through my senses and your mind's extension to or through my senses? Do you have this stone through your own experiences with the pleasure of a beautiful stone or rock upon a beach? Is it your common references that make it possible for you to have this stone? Do you only have engrams or words in your brain, the words I used to describe the stone? Or have the words faded and is there only an image in your mind? Is that image your most efficient form of storing the representational engram? Or perhaps you have used the image as an address to which to direct your attention. Perhaps you have, in some sense, visited the beach on the Irish Sea, found the stone, and you too have it there on the beach. Do you know there is such a stone on such a beach? Is that dependent upon your trust of my words, my report? Is it dependent upon your relationship with me? Am I a circuit for the reach of your mind? Can you describe the stone? Can you describe it using only the same words I used, or can you use other words? Can you say anything more about the stone than what I reported? Can you describe the breadth of the yellow-brown veins, or their distance apart? I didn't report this information. Are you limited in your knowing to my words? Are you limited by your connection? Are you limited by your similar experiences? What if I simply experimentally allowed yourself to write a description right now or to draw an image? What would you find? Would all of you have different descriptions or different images? Would some of you have similar or identical descriptions? You would have to provide some information I did not supply in my description. Where did that information come from? Did it come from your mind? From your connection? From my mind? From my connection? Did it come from the stone itself? This was in 1978, 10 years ago. Perhaps some would describe or image the stone as it is today, smaller, with new surfaces revealed, with some parts of the image gone or changed. Is that because some will connect to the stone as it was, and some will connect to the stone as it is? Do we only know representationally? Is the mind only what the brain does? If you believe that, how did you come to believe that? Who did you believe? What did you believe? Why did you believe it? Does your belief affect what you know, or does what you know affect your belief, or both?